Geek Radio Daily for this Friday, September 5th of 2008, because 1008, we wouldn't have this kind of technology. Getting ready for the weekend. If you're on the East Coast near the North Carolina, Virginia, all that whole hurricane area, Tropical Storm Hannah could be coming up and dumping a bunch of rain on us this weekend. So that's fun. So let's do a show while we still can. What is that you might be asking? Why do I hear just one voice? Why do I not hear two people? Well, that's very simple, because I am here.
The one, the only, Billy Flynn.
And our good friend the Vicar is on what we like to call special assignment. Yes, he's still looking at porn. So, it's Friday. We're going to be taking a look at some new movies, taking a peek in the old GRD mailbag. Of course, taking a look at that geeky news and all the fun stuff that comes with it this Friday, September 5th. Big deal day, because it's the birthday of Skander Keynes. He plays Edmund in the Chronicles of Narnia. Rose McGowan turns 35. Paige Matthews on Charmed. Cherry Darling in Grindhouse. Incredibly uber-hot lady, just all in general. Kathy Goosewhite turning 58, created the comic strip Kathy. Huh, funny how that worked. And James Bond himself, George Lazenby, is turning 69 years old today. Sadly, this also marks it was 22 years ago today that the final episode of The Love Boat aired on ABC. And damn, how we still miss it to this day. Let's take a look at some TV, won't you please? Coming on the television up this evening, we're done with conventions. Democratic National Convention's over, Republican National Convention's over. Libertarians don't have one, so what will we possibly do? What can every network show this evening? They can show the Stand Up to Cancer special. Bunch of celebrities get together and say, hey, once and for all, can we stop this thing with cancer? Let's find a way to make it happen. Let's get rid of it once and for all, which is a good thing. So then after we do all the nice, noble things, then the networks are going to do things like this. CBS has tonight the CBS Fall Preview. Fantastic, like back in the day when they used to have a special where they did nothing but talked about the stuff that was coming on. Immediately afterwards, on a episode of Swingtown,
if there's a fee involved, I'll swing.
Tonight, there are relationship-changing decisions. Huh, swinging can change a relationship? No, I don't see that happening. Over on Fox, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Tonight, Kathy Ireland steps up to the plate and sees what she can do. If you've never seen Alien in L.A., you would know it well. If you had seen it, you know how funny that is. Tonight on the CW, on WWE Friday Night SmackDown, it's countdown to the championship scramble at Unforgiven. Triple H versus the Great Khali in a lumberjack match. They're lumberjacks, and they're okay. Tonight on AMC, they still love them some Dirty Harry. It is the Deadpool, not once, but twice. Over on Animal Planet, Grizzly Man Diaries. Read the diaries of a grizzly man. What secrets and stories does he have there? Over on Bravo, they're showing the movie Dave. I love that movie. It's a really fun movie. I once saw a movie that was just as good that was this big. Tonight on Disney Channel, it's The Incredibles, or Watchmen Light, if you will. Tonight, ABC Family premieres a new series called Samurai Girl, starring Jamie Chung and Stacey Keibler. I don't know if there's any elves involved. Sci-Fi Channel, there's a new Stargate Atlantis. Watch it while you can, because you know that's sort of, well, it's going away. But they're going to have another movie and another show coming out. And there's 18,000 different Stargates. That's fine. As long as Beau Bridges is back in action, I don't care. Tonight, Turner Classic Movies. It is Swiss Family Robinson. Everything comes from that. Lost in Space is based on Swiss Family Robinson. They just, well, obviously put it into space. If I'm watching anything tonight, though, I'm going to be flipping it to that there, a Lifetime television for women. Because when their mother uproots the family to be with a new man in her life, two sisters must deal with big changes in their lives. Tonight, Elizabeth Perkins, Scott Bakula star in What Girls Learn. And no, I'm just going to stop right there.
Listen up! It's time for mail call!
Yes, indeed. Mail for this Friday. Just have, one message. What's up with that? Oh, because the vicar's not here and people realize that, well, if you send a message, that's cool. And if you don't, well, it makes the vicar sad. And if he's not here to complain about it, it's just not that fun. Butch has a question. Does the Jurassic beer have a born-on date like Budweiser does? You know, born-on date. September 4th, 190 million B.C. That would be fantastic. I don't know if they had such things as born-on dates then, because in the BC times, things weren't born so much as they just hatched. Speaking of weapons-grade lasers, Wow, that's a weird segue. They've been working on this one for at least 10 years. Butch has a site to us for a defenselink.military news article thing, blah, 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 about a really old, a 10-year-old laser that they've been working on. So we will see more about that. And that's going to do it for mail today. Mike, dude, I can't find your mail. We're searching for it. It's lost in the inner tubes. If you're not Mike, that means nothing to you. If you are Mike, then you know we're thinking of you. If you'd like to send us a message that hopefully won't get lost in the inner tubes, you can always do that. Just simply by emailing Billy Flynn, Vicar, The Bruce, or podcast at geekradiodaily.com. You could always, of course, come on over to those handy-dandy, super spiffy forums. Join in on all the social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. Wow, you like that? That's pretty good. So yes, indeed, it is Friday. We're going to be taking a look at some movies. We're going to be taking a look at some news stories. That's all coming up here for you this Friday, September 5th, 2008 edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Promo number 737.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father. He told me enough. He told me you killed him. No, I am your father. No!
Door opens. Rich, I only have two questions, but first, why do you have my Terminator 2 and my William Shatner dolls out? And second, why are you naked?
Because they are my favorite toys. I love to play with them. Yes, they are my friends. My only friends.
Just clean up when you're done, okay, bud? There we go. RequiemOfTheOutcast.com. We are! Okay, that was sad, but that really sucked.
Geek Radio Daily for this Friday, September 5th, 2008. Billy Flynn flying this one solo, baby. And you know why? Because the Vicar is all about the porn. Yeah, and I can call him out like that because he's not here to defend himself. So it makes it very, very, very fun. Now, we'll get everything, you know, we'll be back together again on Monday. We should be, unless he's still looking at porn. And sometime over the weekend, we just might be dropping another GRD Weekly on you. So be listening for that. Keep your feeds all ready. And that would be special. But like I said, it is Friday, so we need to take a peek at some movies.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Pretty much everybody does. And sometimes they're good ideas, and sometimes you really want to see them. Sometimes they're interesting ideas that don't come through, and sometimes they star Nicolas Cage. So let's see what's coming out today. We have two movies coming out today, and those would be Baghead, in which four struggling young actors head to the woods to make their own low-budget horror flick. They want to make the new Blair Witch. But this one's about a guy with a bag on his head. But then it turns out the real world comes in. No. Not the MTV people. Just they're filming a movie about a bag-headed killer. But then they go to do it, and then there is a bag-headed killer. There's a stupid twist, and it wants to be a really, really, really clever flick. But apparently it's not that. Also out today is Bangkok Dangerous, which is got to be one of the greatest unintentional porn titles ever. Nicolas Cage is a hitman who develops a conscience after meeting a local woman and errand boy in Bangkok, which is, of course, where he ends up doing most of his missions. So there's going to be explosions and stuff, and the previews, I don't know if you've seen them on TV, but it's like, come see the last great action film of the summer. Okay. You could say it's great. I don't know. Those are really your two options. Otherwise, you know, go watch Dark Knight again or something, because that damn thing is fantastic. Yeah, wow. So that's it. So you want to take a look at some news?
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news. Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. While promoting his new movie Towelhead, which is no relation to Baghead, Aaron Eckhart ruined a cliffhanger about the end of The Dark Knight through a bucket of cold water. On some stuff as well. Big spoiler warning for you here. Harvey Dent's dead. Aaron Eckhart insists he's dead. He's not coming back for any potential sequels. And he says that Christopher Nolan might not be coming back either. In an interview with Ain't It Cool News, Eckhart says, I think Heath was the one that was going to come back since he can't. You know, Chris hasn't said that he's going to make another one. So, okay, Aaron Eckhart is not coming back. Christopher Nolan, maybe. So, Joel Schumacher, don't get your hopes up, because you're never, ever coming back. Paramount's in negotiations with Horror Shingle Platinum Dunes, weird, to bring back the classic for a new generation of moviegoers. That's right. Bring back a classic. What classic would that be? Well, it's remake news today. It is Rosemary's Baby. Rosemary's Baby. Now, maybe not a bad thing. The original one, based on the book by Ira Levin. It's quite a fun film. John Cassavetes is in it, but it moves a little slow. I can see that for today's audience. So, what do we need to punch it up? Well, how about producer Michael Bay? Michael Bay's Rosemary's Baby. Now, if they could get Jessica Alba in there, dude, wouldn't that be awesome? Now, of course, also Adam Fields is also producing. He helped bring us Donnie Darko, so maybe. I'm just saying that, don't get completely happy. It's not that I'm hating on remakes there, D. Goodhart. It's just that I really don't know. Is there nothing else that they could possibly do? Can they not film anything else? Hey, all you Buckaroo Banzai fans. Here it is. It's a quote. We're not just trying to keep Buckaroo Banzai on, not life support. We're trying to grow an audience and see how much there is. That's from Buckaroo Banzai creator Earl McRock, who scripted the movie and says he's been too much of a perfectionist to ever take a crack at a sequel, but that's starting to change. Last year, he wrote a 3-issue Buckaroo Banzai prequel called Return of the Screw, and this fall finds 2 other tales on deck for release through Moonstone. So are these prequels or sequels? He says, well, if you hold me to a strict chronological timeline, I'm going to get tripped up. The whole point of Buckaroo is that we all live in different dimensions that are shifting. Unlike DC and Marvel titles, which adhere to strict codes of continuity, sure they do, Earl's stories are simple, sundry escapades that could ostensibly fit anywhere into the Buckaroo verse. Hey, I'm happy as long as we finally get something that tells us what the hell that watermelon is for. That's all I want to know. So it's John McCain versus Dungeons and Dragons players. Yes, indeed, the epic battle you never thought you'd see. In an August 1st post on the official McCain website, spokesperson Michael Goldfarb said of a recent New York Times blog post, in their new role as bloggers, the paper's editors seem to have all the intelligence and reason of the average Daily Kos diarist sitting at home in his mother's basement and ranting into the ether between games of Dungeons and Dragons. What? While the mention didn't generate much commotion at the time, it was his decision to do it again, a second time a few weeks later. A day after the end of the popular gaming convention, Gen Con, woo, Gen Con, that had everyone wondering whether McCain had some weird issues with the RPGs. He says, it may be typical of the pro-Obama Dungeons & Dragons crowd to disparage a fellow countryman's memory of war from the comfort of mom's basement, but most Americans have humility and gratitude to respect and learn from the memories of men who suffered on behalf of others. Now, WotC, of course, has issued a response, and they're like, dude, what are you doing? You know, there's quite a few of us. Don't lump everybody. You're profiling. You're saying everyone fits into this little stereotype of yours. Well, as a stealth geek who plays some D&D, let me tell you. Okay, fine. So I'm pro-Obama. But that, I've never made fun of John McCain being a POW. I, myself, was in the military, and you just back off there, okay? Now, no idea what the whole point of this is or if anyone's going to say anything to the staffer, but it just seems weird. What a weird thing to pick on to try to get your guy elected. Just strange. So, who are you going to call? Yeah, you're going to call Ghostbusters, but you don't have to call them. You can go pick them up on a USB flash drive. PNY's new 2-gig flash drive comes with Ghostbusters preloaded. It's really the first time it's happened. We've heard about it. Now, they've done this in, like, special packaging, but you could just buy this, and that's just weird. The music industry's been playing around with USB flash drives for a few years. Movie business, still relying on disc, but hey, that could change. Now, the file format and compression settings, they haven't told us what it is. We do know that a spokesperson for PNY said that the custom explained that it comes with a form of digital rights management that is still on the USB drive. So you can't take the movie and move it any other place. Well, you could, but you still have to plug in the USB drive because the DRM is locked to it right there. And now a little moment of sadness. We'd like to say goodbye to a friend of all of ours, and that would be Bill Melendez, best known for bringing the Peanuts characters to life in A Charlie Brown Christmas. It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. He died Tuesday at St. John's Hospital in Santa Monica. He was 91 years old. Melendez was the only animator permitted by Charles Schulz to work on the Peanuts characters. He earned 8 Emmy Awards, 17 nominations, 1 Oscar nomination, 2 Peabody Awards, began his career at Disney and Warner Brothers working on classic characters at their studios, spent more than 70 years in the entertainment industry. Bill was also the voice of Snoopy and the voice of Woodstock, and sir, you shall definitely be missed. That's been Geek Radio Daily for this Friday, September 5th. Make sure you stop by, subscribe through iTunes. Please review us while you're there. It will be fantastic. Come on by, join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Make sure you Make sure you check out the weekly show, Geek Radio Dough, GRD Weekly, that's what it's called. We're licensed under Creative Commons Attributions, non-commercial, no derivative works, 3.0 United States license. Check out the new store at cafepress.com. Make sure you stop by that. It's Geek Radio Daily. Email us at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. Ha 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 ha!